Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author.
Correct.
And with me, as always, is my partner in all things and my new boss, Justin McPatches.
I'm not your boss.
You own the station, so yes, you are.
Okay, well, I own the station, but the
show... You're your own boss, too.
I know, but the station, you know, that's fine, but, like, on this show, you were always in charge. Well, you're the host. You're not really in charge. I do everything else.
Right. And Okay. Now you're my boss because you own the station that I'm projecting on.
Not that it matters.
No.
But I did buy this fancy new equipment.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, because I'm still the wife. I mean, it's not like...
Oh, yeah. But you got a comfy chair. You got your own
title.
You got your own headphones and a microphone.
I know. It's like Christmas.
And it sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
It does.
Doesn't sound as...
And now I don't have to hold the stupid microphone in my hand.
It's awesome. You still have to talk into it, though.
I am.
Oh, right. Anyway, what's up? What are we doing?
So, yeah. Well, we had some setbacks the last couple weeks. And... we're going to try to, if we can't do this weekly, we're going to try to do it every other week, see what we can do, and try to make sure that we are at least keeping active with it, but right now things are just crazy busy.
Doesn't help that I have like 7-8 shows.
Yes, and a full-time job. And a full-time job. Yeah. And, you know, and a wife and all that, so.
Well, it's your birthday.
Yes, yesterday was my birthday.
Well, no. Thursday was your
Thursday
birthday.
Was my birthday, yes.
Saturday.
I can't even remember what day it
is. I know. Well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. God damn it.
Oh, wow.
My Bloody Valentine?
Yeah, I'll probably end up watching that at some point.
What, the remake or the original?
Both.
Yeah, they're both good.
I like them both, and they're both different enough. Yeah, so speaking of Jensen Ackles, who was in the remake, yeah, we're going to talk about Supernatural this week because they did a great episode of It Follows.
Better than the actual movie.
Yes. It was much better. So we'll definitely be talking about that. And we just actually got back from seeing Deadpool. So that was fun. And
really good.
Really, really good. Very funny. Very offensive if you're sensitive. So don't go see it if you're a sensitive little girl because it's not much point.
No, but they've been warning that from the get-go.
I know they have, but I'm just saying. Even I wasn't prepared for the masturbating unicorn. I wasn't prepared for that. So,
No, I guess not.
No, I guess not.
No.
No.
It was good.
Yeah, so it was really funny. There's a lot of, inside jokes and things like that. Asides about previous things, you know. So, it was fun. Yeah, really enjoyed it. So, go see it. If you weren't going to already.
They announced Purge Anarchy. Or no, Purge Election Year.
Election Year,
so a
yeah.
third Purge. I like the... Now, the first one was average. It was good. It was a home invasion movie. So the first one, you're like, all right, this is a kind of a new idea, kind of.
Yeah.
Respawn. It's legal. All right, cool, whatever. And you watch it and you like it. Ethan Hawke's good, whatever. It's
right.
done. But the second one was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, because you like Frank Grillo and it reminded you of the Punisher.
Well, he was a lot like the Punisher.
Yeah,
in that
so
one.
He's like the Punisher in the Purge.
Pretty much fucking
So it was kind of like the Punisher.
I'm not
movie.
The only one who thought that. Punisher side mission.
It was,
and had he not already been Crossbones in the Marvel Universe because he was in Captain America.
We wanted him to be Punisher.
He would have been a great Punisher. But I think John Berthel will do well.
Yes.
Daredevil,
supposedly he is.
Daredevil will be soon.
Soon. I think it's April, actually.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got done watching all of Dust to Dawn season 2. That was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think The Purge, this is actually a really good series.
Yeah.
And it made a great... House not so good. Street Experience was awesome.
Yes.
At Universal.
Yes.
But I think it's not really a horror movie. It's like a action...
Yeah.
The first one was trying to be a horror movie.
Yeah, but it was a home invasion film. I like that they're so different from each other.
Yeah, even this one is
and
a little bit different.
This one's going to be a completely different thing, too.
But a continuation.
A continuation. And actually, I think this one looks scarier, like with the costumes and things.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that looked really scary. We saw that trailer when we went to see Deadpool. So
yeah,
it was kind of cool. And then Jeepers Creepers 2, 3, I mean.
They are making it,
and it's starting filming within the next, by summer, by before June.
All right.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's already got distribution and funding and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Had this been a year ago, we would have been at Shock Pop.
Yes, we would have been at Shock Pop
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
By the way, there's not a second one.
Yeah, there won't be another one, apparently.
No, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. That was...
Because the person running it wasn't exactly on the up and up. But anyway...
it was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great...
Plus, I was in Green Jello.
That Friday before we went, you were in Green Jello. Yes, Friday the 13th, you were in Green Jello. And that was the... wasn't that the last performance for the
robot
suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the robot's gone.
Yeah.
He went
to the junkyard in the sky. Yeah. And last year at this time, we were doing interview with the film crew for Mark Patton's film.
Yes.
And now... It's in the final stages.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
It made its GoFundMe.
That's good.
Yeah. So it got its financing and then some.
Good.
And he's just filming up like the second reel stuff right now. And he did his like the final interview and everything. So it's going into full production.
It was also last year that we met a very, very nice couple, Lisa Hammer and Levi.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Hammer is the sister of James Montero, the guy who did SLC Punk. Well, she told us a little bit about Punk's Dead that's coming. It's out now. Well, mm-hmm. It had a screening yesterday at the Tug events.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's getting digital release like on iTunes on Tuesday, the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And then next month it'll be on DVD and Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool though. Mm-hmm. So we heard a little bit about that a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and now it's another GoFundMe that successfully went away. So
mm-hmm.
good for him. Good for them. I'm glad he got to tell a sequel. A lot of mm-hmm. sequels are out now. They did a sequel for Full House that's on Netflix.
Full House, yeah.
Yeah, I and people are like, oh, these are stupid and stuff like that. I don't know about Full House. I'm kind of over it, but
mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of like sequels in a sense if it has the same people in them.
Yeah,
and.
If it's a continuation,
when it's a year later, it's like whatever. I like them far down the road. That's why I like The Mummy Returns a lot because it was 10 years after The Mummy.
Yeah,
and so now, okay, Rick's married.
Right.
This is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
How is the Mummy coming back?
Right.
Same thing with like SLC Punk. Okay, so now these 20 years later, it's not 1985 anymore. We're about 2005.
Right.
Things have changed.
Right.
Musically in punk world and technology,
mm-hmm.
Which is even far. From us now because it's 2016.
Yeah.
But what else did we see that I was excited to see? Evil Dead finally.
Yeah.
You know, Ash versus Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got to see what the hell Ash did for fucking 20 years.
Right.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, especially Star Wars.
Yeah.
With what the fuck happened for 30 years.
Right.
You know? I mean, it wasn't really 1983
in
the Star Wars
now
universe.
Now we know.
But... They did officially, you know, it did expand 30 years from now. So
mm-hmm.
it was good. And we found out, you know, all the characters. So
right.
very
That's cool.
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. We got visits from our English friends, Sandy and Liam.
Yes. Sandy and Liam.
So we're not doing Underground Horror Radio with them this time. What we're going to do instead is we're going to go on Mixcloud and we're going to do this Brit Invasion 80s, like new wave party.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fun.
Punk, David Bowie, that kind of stuff.
We'll have more mics by then. So,
yeah.
And then, we got the headphones. So that'll be really cool.
Uh huh.
We're going to do that with them. I think that'll be more fun.
Yeah.
Caffeinated.
Yeah.
But they're going to be here for 2 weeks. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they're one of our biggest supporters overseas.
Mm hmm.
As you know, good friends of Nicole's, and mm-hmm. they love me to death as well, and we love them. So, hi, Sandy. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
So, I know she'll be listening, because
yes.
she always is asking.
Yeah, she's always asking, when are you going to have it on? When are you going to have it on?
Yeah,
when are you going to have it on? So,
and now now that we got the studio pretty much almost done.
Yes.
We're gonna really be back on this. I work during the day on Saturday, so it's hard.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, we got new shows on Podunk, or a new show on Podunk. I got a bunch of other shows I'm doing on Death Rock Radio. So if you like the music side of the show and not have to hear me and Nicole talk a lot, which is fine.
Because we know that gets tedious.
We do. You can just listen to like the tunes. I play a nice little remix.
Yes.
Remixer, as I call it.
Yes.
On Death Rock Radio in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
And then another horror show, God damn it, which is the Homicidal Geek Show with Raven Homicide. And we do that. We're going to do one for Friday because Friday is... Morbid Movies.
Yes, Friday is Morbid
Movies. The original 1984 classic, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. And if you can't make it to that and you're up in the Orlando area, the Living Deads are playing at the Sloppy Taco Palace on the 19th of February.
Which I think we'll probably play some Living Deads tonight because it's the Living Deads and we love Symphony and Randy very much.
And we will play them next week too because they're playing next week. Yeah, we do what we want.
So there's that coming up. And also we have our own con that... It's not our con, but it's the Treasure Coast Freak Show. It's on the Podunk site and on Underground Horror Radio. I'll be there as a special guest. Not really announced, but I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a panels. I think I'm doing a podcast panel again.
Mm-hmm.
This time I come prepared.
Right.
Where I got your questions answered about copyright.
Uh-huh.
Because I hate that question so much.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be doing that. Raven will be there with his Kruger collectible stuff. He makes some really cool... Nintendo games and artwork. I think I'll end up starting to sell some artwork.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much... And then we got April we'll talk about soon. We're going to talk about a little bit this time, but they already announced for April for Spooky Empire Retro.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff to go over.
Yes.
A lot of TV.
I watched a couple of movies on Netflix, so we'll talk about that.
And some cosplay talk, because that's coming up.
We have some things to discuss, and yes.
So anyway, let's play some tunes and we'll come back. Yes. And then we'll talk.
All right. welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
It is podunkradio.com, isn't it?
It is podunkradio.com.
Oh, good. So good.
Yes.
So, we're upgrading. We're going to start doing some video stuff as well and some other ideas. So, is it doing that thing again?
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, this is comfortable at least. Mm-hmm. So, we got the Treasure Coast freak show coming up, put on by the guys at the Treasure Coast Comic Con. Spooky Empire is no longer in May because MegaCon. I think that's a good choice by Petey and them. Because, I mean, I don't know. Actually, see, it's hard because I'm not sure how I feel on that.
But they're competing with a show in Jacksonville because Mark Patton's at a show in Jacksonville that same weekend.
What, in May?
In April.
Oh, in April? Mm-hmm. Well, that's Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, no, my thing about in Orlando and MegaCon and Spooky is this. If you said, Justin, you had a choice, I'd go to Spooky.
Right.
Because it's partially unfair because we didn't really have a good experience at MegaCon.
Yeah.
Robot-wise, we did. We had a great time with pictures, but we didn't meet anybody. We couldn't meet anybody. It was totally not our thing.
No.
Although I heard that Fan Days one was actually pretty laid back compared to normal MegaCon. Mm. Melissa, our friend Jibo, got to hang out with, the Eighth Doctor? Paul McCann?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, just like chilling, you know. But we went, it was like the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
It was so crammed.
Yeah, we couldn't get
really
anywhere.
It wasn't our, I mean, like I said, we just saw Deadpool. And I do read comic books.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, and I talked about this on the Homicidal Geek Show, I'm more of a horror guy than anything else.
Yeah.
And at Spooky, I just feel more at home, I guess.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. I like PalmCon's cool. It's small, and it's mostly comic book collectible stuff. It's not really actor-based, so I just kind of like hanging out and chilling. Plus, you know, my brother's sister's there, and I know people there. But I don't know how it would go if they went against each other anyway at the same time, because I don't know if the same people that would go to Spooky would go to MegaCon, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some of them do.
It depends. It depends on if they're cosplayers or whatever.
Yeah, I guess it really does. There's not really an author track at MegaCon where we're not going.
No.
And again, you write vampire books.
Yeah.
And other ones, but we'll get to that eventually. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of one of those. I don't know if either one would do bad that weekend, but it was smart though to move it to April.
Yeah,
so and at the Wyndham, I think that's the thing this year is at the Wyndham, so everybody's kind of like, oh, like back in the day,
right?
Yeah, we don't have that. I don't have that experience because I didn't go to the Hilton to the year we went together,
right?
Which was my first con ever, and that was the greatest experience anybody could ever have.
Yes.
So that's coming up. We're going to talk about that. So let's talk about that real quick, the two, and then we're going to talk about what happened with this cosplay thing.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and do that. Give me a second.
So Spooky, they've announced some of the guests for April, and Heather Langenkamp's going to be there. We're really excited about that.
I don't know if they updated here or just on Facebook.
Alice Cooper is going to be there.
That's the big one. Yeah.
That's really exciting. His birthday was just the other day.
It was Alice Cooper.
Yep.
How old is he? Is he like 60, 50 something?
60 something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's up there.
He's still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, he is.
He was one of the originators of the, I guess, the horror genre music stuff.
Goth rock. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got Drea D'Amato. She was at Shock Pop.
Yeah.
Heather Langenkamp, like we said, we met her twice. She's such a nice lady.
Yeah, she's very nice.
We got Paul Sorvino, who's in...
Really?
Yeah, he's like a gangster.
I know who he is.
Oh, but you're just like, why? All right, we got Twiggy Ramirez. Amy Steele.
Yeah, that's exciting. Jennifer Rubin,
that's
exciting.
That's a huge one.
Yes.
And then we got a couple of people from Godzilla and Super Sentai with, Ultraman.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, I like Ultraman, like the old Godzilla.
And Nick Corey, who was in the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, they just announced him, but he's not on here yet.
Yeah, he's not on there yet.
Not a big list yet, but it's pretty good, I'd say. You have your judgments on it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
You're right. All right. Alice Cooper, we're not even going to get near, because he's going to be in another room.
He'll be in a room by himself, and it'll be packed, and we might catch him walking around, but
right. And I don't blame that. I mean, it's fucking Alice Cooper.
They always do that when it's a musician like that.
And this is what we got at the Treasure Coast Freak Show. It's a small thing, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we got. So this is, we got Lauren Bowles. I think that's how you say it. From True Blood.
Uh-huh.
She's the waitress. And then we got Tyler Main.
Mm-hmm.
From X-Men and Halloween remakes.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, we got Naomi Gross.
Uh-huh.
Grossman, sorry. Uh-huh. Naomi Grossman, who was Pepper in American Horror Story that wasn't this year.
Right.
So that's cool.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. We got a cosplayer, or she's an actress, hold on. Jennifer Lynn Warren.
Mm.
She was in American Horror Story as well.
Yeah.
All right, we got Rob Archer, who was in a Horror Story Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
As the Krampus.
That's cool.
Yeah, you like that movie, yeah. The Krampus, so that'd be good. And we got the guy that was in...
Sinister.
Yeah, as the Sinister monster.
Bagul.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, yeah, they got Bagul here.
Yeah, you told me there was like one person coming.
No, I didn't say that. Nick King, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And then I know the blonde, well, the middle blonde, Danielle.
Paranormal, oh, those are the ones that are...
The ghost hunter chicks, yeah. I guess yeah. Hunting ladies. Ari Lehman.
Yes.
Yes.
First Jason.
Yes, and then Danica Rockwood is a cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Theodis Crane. From Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And also Travis Love from, I believe, The Walking Dead as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And plus a bunch of
vendors
and I'll be there. Not that I matter, but I'll
yes,
be there.
Yes, you do. Stop it.
All right. Anyway. So definitely go. This is a nice little local con here at the Treasure yep. Coast. The last one was really good. This one will be really good. So mm-hmm. we're excited.
Yeah.
So get that. It's March 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth, though, is like a pre-day kind yeah. of thing. Yeah. I'll be there, I think, probably mainly Saturday.
Yeah.
They might ask me to do something the fourth, though, like, I don't know, some kind of emceeing, I think I'm doing.
Okay.
Cool stuff.
Yep.
And so that's going to be awesome. So, cosplaying. What has happened?
Okay. My thing is this. Okay, there's been a lot of talk about cosplaying and our... women ruining cosplay because it's really getting to be about just showing off their bodies and not really playing a character. And I agree with that to a certain extent because it seems like the ones that get the most attention are the ones that show the most skin. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the ones that do the best cosplay.
Right.
There was just a post on Facebook that one of my friends shared that was a female... Pinhead.
I saw on Instagram too, yeah.
A female pinhead. And she was beautiful. They did the whole full makeup on her head and did the pins and everything. You know,
and you can ask Doug, that ain't easy to put on.
No, it's not easy to put on. And they, you know, dressed her up and everything in a leather
corset
outfit, vinyl outfit. I don't know what it was, but it looked like his
outfit.
But her tits were out.
Yeah,
like literally not covered at all. It looked like a corset that had no boobs. Coverage.
No spot for them, and they just
yeah,
popped out.
Just they're out.
Yeah, the tits are out.
And
she was busty, too.
Well, she was very busty, but the thing is, and I don't have a problem with that. And the thing is, my whole issue with it is the only thing they did was like pale her skin. That was all they did. Okay, and I understand the correlation between sex and pain and the Cenobites and all that. I understand how all that goes because I've been following... the mythology since the beginning, I understand.
You read the books.
I read the books and all the stories and, yeah.
Seen every
seen
movie.
Seen all the movies and everything. You know, good, bad, and ugly.
How long have you been a Whovian?
Shut up. So.
I'm not questioning you. I'm just
way
asking.
Too long. My whole thing was, if you're going to do that and go all out like that and do all that makeup, then leave your tits out. At least do something with them. Like, put some blood on them, make them look flayed, make them look something, because Pinhead's outfit, his skin is literally laced in with his...
Yeah, I've seen that.
His leather and stuff, and they actually...
He's like flayed, kind of.
...cut him, and they're flaying him in certain areas. And if you're going to do that, then at least dress them up.
Okay?
Otherwise, I don't need to. What point is that? I don't understand. All that's doing is make me stare at your tits.
Yeah, and not the outfit.
I'm not paying attention to what you're wearing. I'm not paying attention to your head, which is all beautifully done.
And that's fine. I just think a lot of them know it's fan service to guys.
Yeah, I know that.
And I think, you know, that's... And the reason why a lot of these cons, these mm-hmm. anime cons and stuff do that is to bring in guys.
Oh, I understand.
And I get that, too. That's whatever.
But the thing is anime, for me, anime, that's one thing, okay? Sailor Moon with the short skirts and the socks and the little girl thing and the tits and all that stuff. That makes sense because that is what they look like.
Yeah.
Okay? If the character already looks like that,
right?
Pop them out. I don't care. Okay? But if you're doing like a female Freddy Krueger or a female Superman or Spider-Man or one of those.
Right.
Then I shouldn't see your tits. And if all you do is put a dress on that looks like their outfit with your tits hanging out.
That's not cosplay.
That's not cosplay, okay? That's a Halloween costume.
Or pajamas. Like we ran into that with the Ninja Turtles.
That was just somebody wearing their pajamas. That's not cosplay, but they were just wearing their pajamas to be part of their fandom. That's fine. I'm talking about people that try to pass that shit as cosplay.
Right. What do you think about Yayo Han having her own like material shit at like Joanne's? You didn't know about that?
I think I understand it. She has quite a following, but she doesn't just do
costumes.
She doesn't just do characters. She creates her own. She does her own things.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm just curious what you think about having fabric.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I heard it's shit. That's what I heard.
Well, I've heard that too, but you know, she's built up a following and a brand of her own. That's fine.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of stuff. I heard I have to do more research, but I heard that some places are trying to make it illegal to cosplay because it's like copyright infringement.
Well, I don't agree with that because they, you know, they're selling the costumes, they're selling the stuff. I mean, it's not like.
I know. Well, and then there's the people that like models that wear costumes and get paid for being somebody that, you know, somebody
that
else's property.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I saw a couple robots that I wanted to sue because they look like me, I was Bender and I got in trouble for being Bender that time that I wasn't Bender because I was square, but that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's beyond my thing. Look, I like people, like I like Jason and all that stuff.
But my thing is, okay, if you're going to play a character,
right,
then be the character. Don't be a sexy female version of the character. Be the character.
I don't know. I think that, well, I think if a chick wants to be Spider-Man, that's fine.
I think so, too, but I don't need
to
see your tits
out. Or a guy
dressed
up as a chick. Well, maybe she can't get her tits in the suit. I don't know. I got nothing. What do you want? I'm just saying. I don't know. It's a slippery slope.
Well, yeah, you're not going to have a problem with it because she's going to have her tits out. Guys don't mind if they have their tits out. It was just like He-Man.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, with his junk?
Okay, his junk was practically hanging out.
Yeah, it was.
Okay? I need to see that. You look like He-Man. You should have done a little different. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. Eazy-E.
On the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay? I wasn't impressed as a woman
about He-Man
to see his dick hanging.
No?
No.
No dick.
No.
All right.
But if you're going to dress as a character, I don't need to see your tits. Or if you're going to use the tits, do something with them. Don't just let them sit there.
Right. All right. Well, so should we play more tunes?
Yes, let's play some tunes.
You're getting upset about tits.
I
know. All right, we'll be back.
Rushing to the table, make sure they were fed. They spit on and cussed at me and then Greetings and good evening. This is Venus DeVilo, all the way from Ireland, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio. There is no escape.
Well, I don't just haunt on Halloween. I'm an all-year-round nightmare queen. Keep your pumpkin heads I'm searching for. My heart children slay.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
Yes, please tune in to Podunk Radio. A lot of good shows on here, along with this one, and then that Not For Air show, that's all right. But it's awful. I just drink now when I do it. I'm just drunk. Yeah. I just drink and play music and swear.
That's entertaining.
I guess. I don't know.
That's
I got too much other stuff going on. Yeah, definitely check out Podunk Radio. It means a lot to us. You know, we try to have a fun time and, you know, fucking punk rock.
Yeah.
Florida, South Florida's punk only punk rock station. Yeah. So, very awesome.
Yes.
Oh, man. So what else we got going on? So that was it about the con things. So that's coming up. Morbid Movies, please, please go to these things.
Yeah, go support it, because March? They can only keep doing it if we keep going.
Yeah.
So,
$10 for a movie ticket to see a cult classic is not bad at all.
And this month, next week, it is
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, the original one. So
with Heather Langenkamp.
Yeah, so if you got to see it in the theater, you can go see it again. And if you didn't,
You need to. It's cheaper than Phantom Events.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I was old enough to go, but I didn't go to see it in the theater. I ended up seeing it on HBO the first time it was on.
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
Or we rented it, or we had the VHS. I can't remember.
Yeah, but it came out when you were 2 years old, so.
I meant later on.
I know, but I'm saying it came out when you were 2 years old, so there's no way you went and saw it in theater, you know what I mean? So now you get a chance to.
Oh, I know. Well, they had it. They're going to do a screening of it at one of those Fathom things. Back in the day?
Yeah.
I never went. But so, yeah, this will be the first time seeing it on the big screen. And next month, March, Army of Darkness.
You're so excited.
Well, it's Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
You know, but Evil Dead 2, I think, was, you know, come on.
Yeah.
That was bombs.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last one we saw was, what, Dawn of the Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have we learned? Dawn of the Dead is a good movie, but it doesn't really hold up now.
Yeah, it's not. It's very cheesy now. It comes across really like campy, and
it was good,
especially
for its day.
Yeah,
but I like the remake a lot better. And
it's definitely not a scary horror movie.
Not now, no.
No, and the effects for their time were huge.
Great.
But now
Savini.
Woof. Yeah.
Now, yeah.
They don't hold up. No.
No.
But it was still great to see it on the big screen.
It was, and I'm glad that they did that.
But that's one of the few movies I can honestly say I like the remake better.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, now we're going to get our Nightmare on Elm Street, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that kind of saved New Line.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know? Kind of created New Line.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
It did. The movie that built New Line.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you can learn about that if you don't. Have you have not watched Never Sleep Again?
Yeah,
you can actually win it, one of the copies, at a raffle at Morbid Movies.
Yep.
From Raven over at Kruger Collectibles, and we had the poster. We actually bought it the weekend that at Spooky that first weekend that we were there.
Yes.
And we learned a lot about Nightmare on Elm Street.
We did.
You know, how hard work Bob Shea put into it and Robert Englund and everybody else. So
how they found Mark Patton and brought him back, and now he's doing his thing. And
so if you're curious about Nightmare on Elm Street, there's also a coffee table book that they made.
Yes.
Heather Langenkamp.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. So, definitely check that out. So look forward to that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Movies of Lake Worth, down in Lake Worth, take the turnpike, go south.
Right.
And we'll be there,
mm-hmm.
and Kruger Collectibles will be there, along with my other co-host for the Homicidal Geek Show, Raven Homicide. Mm-hmm. So, very cool.
Yes.
And, of course, we'll also be at the Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's next week. That'll be sweet. And then, so you watched two movies. What did you watch?
I watched...
Well, that's all the time we had. Go ahead. I know, you get so mad. What would you watch?
I watched Hellions, which was interesting. It was about this teenager who finds out she's pregnant on Halloween, and she ends up staying home when her mom takes her little brother out for trick-or-treating. And these weird-looking trick-or-treaters start coming knocking on her door, and all these things start happening. And it turns out that they want the baby, and it's this curse for the area that she lives in.
Uh-huh.
Robert Patrick's in it. He's the sheriff, but that was a paycheck. That's what that was.
He didn't even sell it?
Oh, my God. Oh,
wait.
It was awful.
Is it like the time that Brad Dourif...
Yes.
...was in Junkyard Dog?
Yes.
And he was, I think, wearing the same outfit from Halloween.
He sold it more than Robert Patrick did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And I still don't know if he was a bad guy or not.
Who, Robert Patrick?
Yeah. I don't
was know. It a confusing movie?
It was confusing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Convoluted? About halfway through, it kind of lost me.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, it was creepy and scary things happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was into it. I was interested. I finished it. But about two-thirds of the way through, I went, what the fuck is going on?
It's one of those.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then it ended, and it was like, okay, that didn't make any sense.
So it sucked.
Yeah, it was okay.
What kind of pumpkin?
I'd give it 1.5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That bad?
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible.
Right. Okay. What was the second movie?
Let Us Pray.
Okay.
P-R-E-Y. Instead of P-R-A-Y.
Okay, like
Let Us
like
Pray. And
okay.
It's a Scottish film. It's set in Scotland, in a little town in Scotland. And this drifter turns up, and these strange things start happening in this police station. And it's all about human monsters and the secrets people keep and good and evil. And it's very gory and scary and clever, and I loved it. It was really good.
You liked
it. And Pollyanna McIntosh was in it. She's the one that was in Tales of Halloween. She was the one that basically it was the Hansel and Gretel story where she wanted the children, remember?
That was her?
Yeah.
She's in that?
She's in it.
She's Scottish?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if she is in real life, but she plays a Scottish officer. And she's
Are you talking about the redheaded chick in that movie that was all done up and...
Yeah, the Hansel and Gretel. She wanted to eat the kids.
Oh, her.
She goes all weird.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
It was a strange story. And she's cute, though.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
Good.
Yeah, so I really recommend that one. That one I'd give 3.5 to.
And then Supernatural basically did a better episode of It Follows than that whole fucking shitty movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Theirs actually made sense.
It really did.
It actually had a backstory that made sense.
Yeah,
and
a curse.
They found a way.
To defeat it. And there was research.
Yes.
Research was done.
They did research. Yeah. Amazing.
And was
they opened a book.
It wasn't... It, well,
and
computer.
A computer.
It wasn't too... it wasn't completely the whole thing. But,
no.
But it was briefly... You could tell.
Yeah.
And it made more sense, though.
Yeah, it did. It did make more sense.
So,
They did more in 20 minutes in that episode than
that whole
film.
Fucking movie.
Yes.
And it was... I hate that movie.
Yes.
It's such a hype.
Yes.
It was almost a year now.
I know.
Well, next one, because I pick you up in April, yeah.
So disappointing.
But it could have been better.
You know, but Supernatural was good. And I really like, I was telling you the other day that I really like
the Monster
of the
Week.
Monster of the Week stories when they do them. More than the ongoing backstory is really starting to get really convoluted to me.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, okay, can we get a resolution to this and let them get back to doing what they're doing?
Right.
You know. So, and then there was the joke this week.
My Bloody Valentine.
Said that if, no, not My Bloody Valentine, about if Vampire Diaries ends before they do.
Yeah, that's been there, though.
But I saw it on Facebook when you showed it to me. Let it be that they're turning up in town when that ends. And I'm like, yeah, that's good.
That would
like
be that. A really good...
Mm-hmm.
Just like I was hoping in Friday the 13th that Dean showed up at the end. And
right.
And a Supernatural. The next movie would have been a Supernatural Friday the
13th.
Right. I really think that would have been sweet.
Yeah. Padalecki is going to be in the Gilmore Girls
I know.
Revival. You were talking about revivals earlier.
Yeah, they're doing that shit too. I had never gotten to Gilmore mm-hmm. Girls. Another thing that's been revived is the X-Files.
Yes.
Now, I think the X-Files was a great show when I was a kid.
Yes.
But I don't care now.
Yeah, and I've heard such mixed reviews. People are like, some of them are like, it was great. And then another one's like, what the fuck are they doing? You know, so it's like...
She still looks good, though.
Yeah, and I didn't love it back then, so I'm not really interested now.
Yeah.
I wasn't a regular watcher. Like, I liked some of the
I thought they
episodes.
Completed everything in that movie they made.
Yeah, I thought they did, too, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too big on
not
that.
I'm not big on it either. I haven't watched it.
The Walking Dead's coming back.
Yeah,
tomorrow. I'm over it. I'm not, because
I know
because the Negan thing is happening now.
And that might be good.
I think they're actually going to wipe quite a few people out at the beginning of this.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before it's all said and done, I think quite a few people are going to die.
How about that fucking kid that wouldn't shut up?
I think he's one of them. I think she's going to go.
Rick throws him into the crowd of zombies and runs.
No,
Rick's a better person than that.
No, I think he's going to end up having to cut her arm off to save Carl. Because Carl's going to get pulled back because she's holding Carl's hand and the other kid's hand. I think both of her kids and her are going to end up dying.
That's fine.
Yes. And then
poor Rick. They can't hold a woman,
and Carol and Morgan's fight apparently is just beginning. So I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Don't fuck with Carol.
He did, and she's pissed. And
should have fucking listened to her.
I watched the first 4 minutes. They showed the first 4 minutes. And I think maybe Abraham.
Yeah.
And or Sasha.
Is going to die.
Are going to get shot. I think that Negan's guy is going to end up shooting one or both of them. I think right now he's got a gun drawn on both of them. And he said in the episode, he said at the beginning of those 4 minutes, he said, normally we would shoot one of you straight off to let you know we mean business. And they were starting to argue with him about taking the rest of their stuff. And trying to talk to him about being reasonable and things like that. And he's like, and then he drew one gun and put it on him, on Abraham. And then she tried to stop him, telling him not to do it. He doesn't need to do it. And he pulled another gun out and pointed it at her. And that was where they left it. And it was basically him looking like he's going to decide which one he's going to shoot.
We'll see.
So I'm hoping. But, you know, plus there's been pictures of Daryl and Rick running together towards something. So I don't think he's going to die now. I think he might die before the end of the season, Daryl. I think Negan's going to kill him instead of Glenn. But I'm wondering if Daryl's not the only one that makes it out of that little confrontation.
Yeah, we'll see.
So.
Yeah, it's The Walking Dead. I'm over it, but we'll see.
There's a couple people that are kind of getting to be superfluous. We don't really need them anymore.
Yeah.
And,
Right.
It moved the story forward, you know. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much that, yeah.
I think it's more interesting when there's a fight going on or they're trying to survive.
The best part of this whole fucking season was Carol of Duty.
I know.
Assassin's Creed.
I know.
Everything else sucked. Yeah. All this talking and shit.
Yeah.
And I know it's not like a zombie thing per se. It's more about the people, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It's run its course in my eyes.
Yeah. But now that I think when they're trying to settle anywhere, that's when it gets boring.
Yeah.
You know, now that they're going to be on the run and things are going to happen. And
yeah, I know.
So
I know.
I'm interested in that. So.
Yep. So there's nothing really horror-wise coming out besides Purge, maybe.
There's an independent film that just came out this week, actually, on video on demand. It's called Nina Forever.
Okay.
And it's about a love triangle. A guy gets involved with a girl after his girlfriend dies in a car accident.
Oh, okay.
And when he gets involved with this girl and starts having sex with her, the other one turns up in their bed.
That's
like,
weird.
Like bloody and everything. So, and it's basically a love triangle with the three of them.
All right, then.
Because the girls are kind of into it, too. So
that's odd.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Strange.
That's it.
Yes.
We're done.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, maybe.
No, we'll be back.
All right, next week.
We have to fucking keep this.
Okay.
It's our anniversary almost.
Yes, it is.
We made almost. It 3 years.
Yes.
Or has it been 2 years? No.
Yeah, we've only been together 4.
Yeah, we've been doing it since that first.
Really?
Yeah, right before Fatality Fest.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is it 3?
Yeah, it's 3.
Yeah, it's 3.
Yeah, it's 3.
Yeah. 2013 to 2016 is how many years?
3 years.
Okay, 3 years.
I don't keep track of these things. You do.
I do.
Yeah.
So we are celebrating our 3-year anniversary this March of Underground Horror Radio. We did it. That's pretty fucking good. So, and it'll be the 1-year anniversary of the caffeinated.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I can't believe.
That's whenever it happens.
No, no, I know. But, you know, I've done a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you have.
It's surprising.
I don't know why you always
think. I don't know. We're out of here. We're going to play another tune. Bye. Goodbye. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.